So we've got the Annie Duggan Band as our Spotlight UK artist this weekend here on UKCountryRadio.com, and Annie's on the line now. Hi there, Annie.
Hi there.
Welcome to the programme.
Thanks very much. It's great to talk to you.
Nice to have you with us. Tell us about the Annie Duggan Band. Why don't you tell us, first of all, who's in the band?
Right. Well, I've got Rob Hines, who's he's been with me for about 11 years now, and he's a great guitarist. I suppose he puts himself in line with a lot of the American guitarists, top guitarists, and he's just sort of grown and grown in terms of, developing into a smashing guitarist with his own style. And I've got Gordon Taylor on drums, who's fabulous. Again, another singer-songwriter as well.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm blessed there because he's been writing for me, as well as Colin Granger, the writer.
Mm-hmm.
And I've got Callum Mullins, who's an up-and-coming bass player. He's only just 18. But also I've got harmonica player Alan Schotter, who also plays bass and plays harmonica.
Mm-hmm.
And I've got a young lad coming up at the moment who's only 17.
Right.
On keys. He's not on the new album, but I'm certainly looking to use him perhaps for the next album that's coming out.
That's great.
Very, very talented.
Yeah.
Giving a bit of a different slant on the music, really. So
yeah.
I'm always looking to change and renew and, you know, make things more exciting every time I do it.
Yeah.
And that's the same with every song, actually, because every song is a sort of, it's different in style and content, and there's got to be something there for everybody, I think.
Yeah.
I hope, anyway.
Yeah, and how would you describe, you know, the music of the band? You know, you say that every song's different, and indeed it is, but, you know, if you were to sort of say to somebody unknown, you know, the Annie Duggan Band is about this, what would that be?
Probably sort of country rock, really. But with a twist, there's some blues in there. I like singing in that particular style as well, but it's very individual. I don't think I've heard sort of music in this style, really. There are elements of other people's music, I think, but it is definitely a style of its own. But I suppose if you wanted to put a label on it, I think it would probably be that sort of Roadhouse country rock feel, and I've certainly moved towards that over, you know, the 10-year period. I started off, I suppose people might have called me a folk singer. I never really regarded myself as a folk singer, but I started off in folk clubs just trying out the music with the writer and the guitarist, and he was really, you know, we're trying to sort of just test the water, really, and find out whether people actually liked it and whether they'd even bother to come and see us, and from that it just developed more and more, and now it's my living, really. So what became an enjoyable bit of a pastime and a hobby, the more we got into it, we realised it was like a Pandora's box. It just developed more and more.
Fantastic.
So it's, you know, from that we've had we've constantly gigged for the last 10 years, and through that the radio has obviously got more involved. We're doing radio sessions, and it's just developed and developed, and it keeps developing. I can't sort of believe how it carries on developing. It's like a rolling stone, it keeps gathering more.
That's all good stuff, right?
Yeah,
absolutely.
We thoroughly enjoy it, and we're a very interactive band when we play.
Yeah.
We're not a band that sits in the corner, you know, and just plays. We're not, you know, we want to share that enjoyment with people. And I think that's probably one of the most memorable things when people come and see us. They feel like they've been part of a show.
Mm.
And, you know, it's very much about making them feel that, you know, they're part of what's going on. They're yeah. not just voyeurs. They are, you know, in it.
They're part of the show.
And that works for us.
Yeah. Now, tell us a bit about the album that we're playing tracks from this yeah. weekend, If I Knew Then.
Yeah. Well, I've made three albums before that, and I wasn't really thinking about doing another one, not at this time. I was going to do one, but certainly, you know, not in November time, releasing it in November. And I thought, well, we were invited down to be with a couple of fans, actually, who've now become friends in Wales, and we were just chatting over the weekend there, and he said, you know, there's a good studio just at the bottom of this lane. And I said, oh, is there? Okay, you know, and chatting a bit more. And I said, well, I suppose we could go and have a look at it. And it was actually Dave Anderson's studio from the Groundhogs. I didn't know any of this until I got down there. And it was in the valleys, and it's an absolutely fabulous place, miles away from anywhere. Started talking to him, and before I knew where I was, I'd actually organised the time when we were going to go in and record. I'd set it all up, and as we came away in the car, I said, I don't believe that. I said, I've just set up some sessions. I wasn't going to do it. but I think what happens sometimes is fate takes a hand.
Yeah.
And everything that rolled on after that was just great. It just seemed the right thing to do. The engineer, Chris, was absolutely fabulous. Only a young guy, but a good pair of ears. We had a great amount of fun producing it. We didn't have a massive budget. We never have done. But they've always sold well. And off the back of that, you know, we've got a lot of work.
It's great. I love the pictures on the album.
Yeah.
Where have those come from? Because they actually say a lot about, you know, your music, don't they? They're like pictures. Yeah. One on the front's a picture of a car outside a sort of a garage in the middle of nowhere.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's and it. There's somebody just strumming on the guitar there. You see,
that's right.
And that says a lot about the band, I think, doesn't it?
It does. It very much it does. And probably the reason for that is that Colin, who writes quite a few of the songs, he actually is a fabulous artist as well.
Yeah.
So he's done all the
fantastic
drawings
yeah.
as well. And, of course, they run through the four albums. And there's a little guy who looks like he's just coming into town on all the albums. And he's carrying his guitar with an old Mac on and a trilby hat and his collar turned up. And really, although it's never been said, we think that that's Colin, you know, depicted
yeah.
in there. So that runs through the four
hours. Oh, great. That's clever. That's really clever, that. I like that.
Yeah. Well, people buy, now they've got the four, it's like a box set.
Yeah, yeah.
Because the paintings and the drawings and everything that's about it, they all fit. They all fit together.
Mm.
So there's a theme. You know, Steve Earle tends to have a theme, doesn't he, with his, certainly latterly,
mm.
with the drawings on his album. So that's sort of, with us, that's happened accidentally.
Mm.
But obviously Colin's following that theme all the way through.
Okay. And what's next then for the band?
Well, I'd love to do... I want to do as many gigs as I possibly can, because
yeah.
for me, that's where it's at. Getting out there, I don't care whether it's on a street corner, well I do, but, you know, the feeling is that's where it's at for us. It's taking this music as far and wide as we possibly can.
Yeah.
And to as many people as we can. And I'd love to go back to America. I spent two months in America, and I really do fancy going back perhaps next year
mm-hmm.
and doing some work there. But you need to work on it, you know, it needs to be promoted and everything. But I think we'd all love to do that.
Yeah, well, fantastic. Lots of great things ahead by the sound of it.
Yeah.
Do keep in touch with us here.
I would love to.
I'd like to thank you for sparing the time to have a quick chat with us, and thanks for being our Spotlight UK Artist this weekend.
Thanks very much.